Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode's going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date's August 14, 1940, and the title is The Floating Stagecoach. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
With a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. Days of the western United States, the stagecoach lines were the only means of transportation. The drivers of the coaches were hardened to danger and equal to any emergency. But the local sheriffs were unable to give them the protection they needed. And it was not until the masked rider of the plane started his great fight for law and order that the trails became safe. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for Wolf Rock! Tonto's waiting on the trail ahead! Now, Silver, away!
There was always a crowd on hand to greet old Barney Titus whenever he brought the ancient stagecoach he drove to the end of its run at Wolf Rock. Barney, in spite of the fact that he was employed by a line so small that it had only one coach in operation, was the most famous driver in the entire state. Some years earlier, an accident had robbed the old man of his sight, but to the surprise of everyone, blindness had not ended his usefulness. His two lead horses, Big Red and Dusty, knew the trail and understood their duties better than most humans. And with their aid, Barney had never missed a trip, nor been so much as 10 minutes off schedule. One day, as the old man reined in his team at the end of the run, the crowd around the office realized that something unusual had happened. Barney climbed down from the box with a speed that was amazing.
One side, folks. Let me get through, eh? Jane. Hi, Jane, you here?
Here I am, Barney.
Where's your paw?
I'll
bake
in the stable,
I think. Don't you worry about me, honey. I don't need to see to get around. You come on inside. Where can I get news from you?
What?
Come on, Jane, inside the office with you.
Barney,
Johnny, what is it?
Look here at this letter I got in my hand.
What? Oh, it's from the governor.
Yep. Picked it up at Sandy Bend. If that anything, it's what you and your pa have been waiting for. Open it up.
Hadn't I better let Pa?
Oh, he won't care. Go on, open it up. Thunderation, if I have to wait much longer to find out what it says, I'll go loco. Hurry up, honey, hurry up.
All right, Bonnie, I guess Pa won't mind. And if it isn't what we've been hoping for, then maybe I can break it to Pa easier than if he found it out first.
Read it, doggone it, and quit looking for the worst.
Well, just a second. Oh, Bonnie!
Yeah.
We've got it. We've got it.
Yippee!
Oh, I can't hardly believe it.
I don't know why not.
But it means Pa won't have to sell.
Sure he won't. He can tell Thorpe to go jump in the river. Hey, let you and me go find your Pa and tell him about this right away, eh?
Wait, someone's coming. Maybe it's him.
Oh. That you, boss?
Nope. Howdy, Barney.
It's you.
Howdy, miss.
Hello. What do you want here?
You sound mad.
Do I?
I ain't welcome, huh? Well, if you don't like me, it ain't my fault. Don't know anything I've ever done to cause it. Anyhow, I just thought...
You come here to see Paul?
Sure. Any log in it?
What'd you want with him?
Oh, I thought maybe he might have changed his mind since the last time we talked. Say anything to him?
No.
Then I might
but
as well...
But he didn't have to. Mr. Thorpe, you've done everything you could to force Paul to sell you our line.
Now, wait,
no,
I...
you listen to me. You've threatened him. You've talked against him. You try to make people believe that we weren't giving good service. Well, once all that might have worked. You knew that if we lost any more business, we'd fail. But now it's different. Now we'll keep the line, and there's nothing you can do to get it away.
And if you think she's just bluffing, fella, it's because you ain't seen what's in that letter there.
Letter?
From the governor.
We're going to get the contract to carry the United States mails from here to Sandy Bend. Just put that in your pipe and smoke it.
So that's it, huh?
Yes.
Hmm. And you figure with that contract to bank on, your pa won't even think of selling, huh?
I know he won't.
Maybe you do, and maybe you don't. But as far as I'm concerned, what you say don't count. I'll have to have it straight from him.
Well, you...
Barney.
Yeah?
Don't start a quarrel. Just go get Pa. We'll let Pa tell him.
He'll tell him all right. He'll tell him so hard it'll blister his head. Where'd you say your pa was?
In the stables. At least that's where he said he was going. You'll find him somewhere out back, though.
I'll be back in a jiffy.
And mind if I sit down?
Wouldn't be worthwhile. I'll be leaving in a second.
You sure are unsociable.
I don't like you, and I won't pretend I do.
Shucks, miss. Why are you so dead set against me?
I've already said.
Because I've been trying to buy your pa out?
No, because you've been trying to force him to sell out.
But, miss, that's just business.
Dirty business.
I tell
But we
you.
Won't discuss it. I don't even want to talk to you.
Well, if that's the way you want it, nothing I can do, I reckon.
There isn't.
So I guess I might just as well... Hey, there comes Barney back again. Now, what's he in such a rush about?
What a...
You can see him through the window there. Doggone, he sure looks as if something had happened. Here he comes now.
Barney, what is it? What's the matter? Where's Pa?
Jean, honey.
Barney, something's wrong. What is it? Tell me.
I went out to the stables, Jean.
Yes?
I stumbled across something.
Oh.
Honey, your Pa's been killed.
Who's there?
It's me, Thorpe. It's Hack. Open up the door and let me in.
You fool, get in here. I thought I told you not to come near my place till after dark.
I was careful, boss. Nobody's seen me.
What do you want?
The cash you promised me.
You'll get it all right. But first I aim to find out what happened. How'd you manage to drill Ross without nobody hearing the shot?
You recollect them waters the marshal chased out of town?
What they got to do with it?
They had too much to drink. They was riding up and down, firing up into the air. That's when I done it. Nobody paid any attention because they figured it was just them drunks.
Oh. You're slicker than I thought you was, Hack.
I ain't no dummy.
Sure nobody noticed you hanging around the stables?
I kept back out of sight.
And nobody seen you come here?
Oh. What if they did, as long as they don't know I done it?
They know I want to buy that stage line.
Yes, but...
They can guess I'd figure it'd be a heap sight easier to buy from the girl than from Ross himself.
But I
and
don't...
And they know you'd drill your own brother for the price of a new pair of boots. When they start putting two and two together, I don't aim for them to have anything definite to go on.
They won't.
You bet they won't. You know why?
Huh?
You're taking this money, and you're getting so doggone far out of this part of the country, it'd take you a year to back trail.
Sure. I promised I would, didn't I?
Is it all there?
Uh-huh.
Then hit the trail.
Yeah.
And hack.
Huh?
Don't come back till I say the word. Or...
Or what, boss?
I'll fill you so full of lead, 10 men couldn't carry you to Boot Hill. Now get.
I'm going. Adios.
So Ross was found murdered, and the killer escaped. Is that it, Hunter?
That right.
We're going to look into this.
What we do?
Ross had only one enemy that I ever heard of.
Feller named Thorpe?
Right. He's had a man in his employ who's the most notorious gunman in the district.
Who that?
Hack Burgess.
Here, Silver.
Call Scout Kimasabi. We're riding to town.
Here, Scout.
If we can find Hack, we may have the murderer.
Yep, but if we can't find him,
he's in hiding, then I'll know he's the killer. Ready?
Me ready.
Then let's go. Come on, old fella.
Get him up, Scout. Hurry, boy. Hurry.
Come to the cafe and said you wanted to see me, Jane. Something wrong?
Sit down, Bonnie. The chair's right beside you. It's been almost a week now since Paul was killed.
Yeah. I was talking to the marshal. Like most everybody else, he'd like to lay his hands on that hombre, Hack Burgess. But this skunk can't be located.
I know.
But he will be one of these days. He can't stay here forever. Don't you worry, none.
That isn't what I wanted to talk about.
No? What's on your mind, honey?
The stage line.
What about?
Thorpe was in this morning. He offered to buy again. I told him to come back this evening.
Hey, you ain't planning to sell now, are you?
Oh, Barney, I don't know what to do.
But the franchise for the mayor.
Running a stage line isn't a woman's business.
Maybe not, but ain't I here to help you?
Of course, and I appreciate it. But you're in town only for a little while every other day between runs to Sandy Bend. It isn't enough.
Well, I...
And that isn't all.
Eh? What more is there?
If I don't sell, I'm afraid of what Thorpe might do. If Hack did murder my father, then we know Thorpe hired him to do it. He'll stop at nothing.
If that coyote tries to harm
I'm
you,
I'm not worried about myself.
Then who are you?
You.
Me?
Yes.
Well, I'll be it. Now, Jane, you look here. Nobody needs to worry about me, none at all. Reckon I can take care of myself, all right?
Barney, please.
But doggone it all, Jane, you listen to me for a second.
Yes?
Monday's the day we get the first shipment of mail to carry to Sandy Bend.
Yes.
All we have to do is get that one shipment through on time, and the franchise is ours for good. We'll be all set. After that, your credit down to the bank will be ace high, and you can borrow enough cash to hire a dozen fellas for guards, if you're minded. But if you go and sell out afore then,
but if you left here with a stage money...
Yeah?
And if Thorpe had made up his mind that the stage wouldn't get through... Oh, Barney, don't you understand? I can't bear to think that you might be killed just like Paul was. It isn't worth it. I won't have it.
Who is it, Jenny? Who is it?
A friend.
Barney, he's mad.
What in turn is...
There, Barney. When I said I was a friend, I meant it.
What do you want?
To help you.
A masked man wanting to help us? What'd you take us for, mister?
I recall once, Barney, a long time ago, when you believed a masked man and an Indian were your friends.
What's that?
The day you were thrown from your stage. If it hadn't been for an Indian and a masked man, you might have lost not only your sight, but your life as well.
That voice.
They roped you and pulled you to safety, and you'd have dropped into that canyon.
Stop.
Well?
What is it, Barney? What is it?
Jane.
Yes?
This masked man's the Lone Ranger.
Sioux Falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue our story. When the Lone Ranger had gained the confidence of Jane and Barney, he explained the purpose of his visit.
I heard a part of what you said before I came in. You told Barney you wanted to sell because you were afraid for his life if you didn't.
It's true, I am.
You needn't be.
You think Mr. Thorpe isn't responsible for my father's murder?
I think he is.
Then how can you say Barney wouldn't be in danger?
Because if Thorpe is responsible, he didn't do the actual killing himself.
But I...
The man who might have done it has left the district. I know that for sure because Tonto and I found his trail. And Tonto's following that trail right now.
Tonto will capture him.
He'll try.
It's the best news I've heard in the Coon's Edge.
But the point I'm making is simply this. Thorpe hasn't the personal courage for murder. He might hire another to kill for him, yes. But he'd never try his own hand at it. I know the man.
Yes, but...
It's so, Jane. I never thought I would have fooled, but it's so. The skunk's too yellow.
Then you think he won't make more trouble?
I didn't say that. Perhaps he will. But I'm certain that he won't kill.
I could only believe him.
Why can't you, eh? Ain't the masked man told you so? You doubting him?
Take my advice. Don't sell.
I...
Don't, honey. Promise you won't.
I... Very well.
Good for you.
Thorpe will be here before long. I'll tell him I've changed my mind.
That's your last word? You thought it over, have you? You going to stick by that?
I am.
You'll be sorry, young lady.
Hey, you threatened Miss Jane?
Nothing of the sort.
Then what do you mean by what you just said?
Just this. When a girl that don't savvy business teams up with a stoving hombre that can't even see, it's asking for trouble. When you ask for trouble, you usually get it. Good night.
You're no good, Sidewinder.
Barney, I'm afraid.
You don't know where you should be.
He was threatening us. I know he was.
Maybe.
Threatening.
Now you hush. He don't know the masked man's on our side. Maybe that's just what'll trip him.
I hope so.
Honey, Monday morning, bright and early, I'm picking up a couple of sacks of Uncle Sam's mail. And before sundown, that same mail is going to be in Sandy Bend. And you're going to have yourself a brand new franchise. Yeah, quit your fretting and leave your troubles to me and the masked man.
What's the stage leaving so early for today?
Ain't you heard? Barney's got to be at Sandy Bend before sundown.
If he ain't, Miss Jane, don't get that mail franchise.
Barney ain't taking no chance.
Hi, there's Barney now.
Well, June, this is it. Mail's all loaded on the stage. Horses all hitched and big red and dusty pulling lead rein to go. You watch us make dust.
Oh, I wish I could go along.
You stay here and tend to the office. No need to worry about me.
You'll be careful.
Sure thing.
And you will reach Sandy Bend before sundown?
Jane.
Yes, Barney.
I got my first job with your pa before you was born. I was the first fella here in town to say hello to your ma when your pa got hitched and brung her here. I worked for the both of them a good many years. If they was alive today to see so, I'd tell you I'd never let them down.
I know, Barney. I know.
Well, I ain't going to let you down any more than I would of them. That's something you can try to. Hey, what's this?
Go there.
Well, all set to pull out, Barney?
Any business of yours?
Oh, I was just asking. You're set to hang on to this two-bit stage line of yours, eh, miss?
You had my answer before.
Well, I thought I'd ask again anyhow. Good luck to you, Barney.
Get up there!
Hey, Jane, just what was making that courtesy good-natured all of a sudden? Any idea?
He acted as if he
had some particular sneaking scheme up his sleeve. Yeah. Well, if he has, it ain't going to work. I'll take care of that. Well, honey, I reckon it's time I was on my way. Tomorrow evening,
yes.
You keep watch and you'll see me coming back with banners waving. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Bob. Goodbye.
One side, folks. Get up there. Get up, Fred. Come on there, Dusty. Get up. Get up there. Get along with this. You've topped the rise, you critters. Two more hours and we'll be to the forks. Get along with this. Get up there. We're halfway there. Straight ahead now till we turn for the river. Get along. Get along there. Get up. Get up there.
Quiet there. Quiet, blast you. Steady. There's the stage. All right. Get up. Get up there. Get up.
Hey, hold on. Pull up there. Rein up, you idiot. Rein up. There's trouble ahead.
Trouble? Yeah? What did you see was wrong, mister? What did you... Who are you?
Reckon you can make a mighty close guess.
Thorpe?
Yeah.
Why, you... Get out of my way. Get up there.
Just
get
hold
up.
On. What did... You ain't going no place.
Hey.
Try it and I'll slap you off that seat.
You holding me up?
Nope.
Then what in turn...
Just barring your horses is all. I got a use for them.
You're gonna do what?
You heard what I said. I'm unhitching these here horses.
But if you do that, the stage can't get to town.
Yeah? You don't say.
You can be jailed for a stunt like this, Thorpe.
If you can prove anything.
Well, you...
Which same you can't. But quit your hollering and follow orders.
Silver, old fella, the stage got this far without any trouble. Maybe there wasn't danger. Perhaps we've been wasting our time following along. We'll soon be inside of the river. The trail turns there and head straight downstream for Sandy Bend. And that... What the... Silver, the stage! Come on, old fellow. Come on! Come on, Silver! Come on, boy! Barney! Hello there, Barney!
Hey.
Hurry, Silver, hurry!
If you want to go up crooks, mister, you just better keep going.
Oh, hold there, Silver! Oh, boy! Hold there, oh!
Master.
Right. Barney, what's happened
what's
here?
Happened? Hey, that low-down sneaking coyote of a Thorpe took my horses. That's what happened. Held me up and stole them. Look at me. Town ain't more than 5 miles away. For all the good it'll do me, it might as well be 500. Got to get there by sundown and can't. Friend, I'm sunk. And worse, so's Miss Jane.
Will you throw the mail across my saddle?
It wouldn't do no good. Agreement was the mail and the stage had to reach Sandy Bend on schedule. If we don't get no franchise.
There's no ranch nearby.
Don't I know it.
There were, we could borrow horses.
No use wishing for what we know we can't have. We're licked, that's all.
I wonder... Huh? The river's about 200 yards. It's a downhill roll.
Shame, ass man. What in thunderation you got in mind?
Barney, lend me a hand. It may look it, but we're not beaten yet.
Hey? Oh, how do you do?
You don't know me, mister, but my name's Thorpe. You're Swanson, ain't you?
That's right.
Government man?
I am.
Waiting for the stage to get here, huh?
Well, I have been. But if it doesn't reach town pretty soon, it won't matter.
Can't give a franchise to a stage land that can't keep on schedule, huh?
Exactly.
I see. Well, you should have known better in the first place than to put any trust in an outfit run by a girl. I was just wondering about something, and I figured you was the fella to ask.
Yes?
Of course, if the stage don't get here in time, you can't give that Ross girl no franchise. But suppose somebody else was to buy that line. Figure you could do business with them?
I'm not sure I understand.
All right, I'll leave my cards out on the table. Suppose I bought that line. I'd have a chance to carry the mails for the government like they have, wouldn't I?
I don't see why not.
Fine. Now, how much longer they got before they lost out?
What time is it?
Just a second. Right now, it's just 25 minutes past 7.
The stage was due at 7. I was perfectly willing to give them a half hour's leeway, but if it isn't here in 5 minutes...
They won't get it?
Just so.
Then I reckon you and me, mister, can start talking terms right now. You can lay 10 to 1. By this time tomorrow, that line will be mine and...
floating down the river.
What the...
Can't be a boat, can it? Ain't got the... Well, by thunderation, it's the stage. They unhitched the horses and lashed logs to it. Look at it come afloat. It stopped. It pushed into the bank. Come on, fellas.
How in thunder can that be?
It can't be the stage. It just can't be.
Can't be, but it is.
There's a masked man. He's jumped ashore with Barney.
Thorpe, your trick didn't work.
You let go of me. What trick? I don't know what you're talking about. Let go.
Stand still.
We got the mail and the stage boat here, Mr. Schwarzen. You can't say we didn't neither.
Why?
Well, it ain't legal. Who ever heard of a stage floating down a river? It don't count. You can't
don't
do that.
Don't matter how we got here, just so we did. Ain't that so, Mr. Schwarzen? Ain't it?
This is certainly unusual.
But you can't deny what Barney said. There's the stage. The mail's there. It arrived here on time. It fulfilled the provisions of your contract.
Yes, you'd smile, it did.
I'm inclined to think it did.
Hey, you can't do that. You
quiet.
Can't.
I cannot... Quiet, I said. Swanson, if it hadn't been for this man, the stage would have had no trouble at all getting here. He stopped it and stole the horses.
You can't prove that.
Perhaps not.
Then you be careful what you say, you hear me?
Perhaps I can't prove you're a horse thief. But I've got an idea there's something I can prove.
Huh?
And that's murder.
Tonto! This way, Tonto!
Turn him up, Tonto! Turn him up!
There's the redskin. Who's that he's got across the saddle?
Hack!
And if I'm not mistaken, Thorpe, he's going to talk.
Oh, oh, Scott, oh, fella! Oh, oh, you get down.
Leave me be, Injun. I'll talk. I promised I would. There's the skunk that hired me to shoot Ross. He's the one. I ain't gonna hang alone. He's just as guilty as I am.
What's you, dirty squealer?
Well, you won't get me. Oh, my hand!
You're not hurt.
Toto, you cut him. You did one swell job.
Him plenty coward. Him talk easy.
Toto has a way of making men talk who think they'd prefer to keep silent.
Well, he caught a killer, and you saved us the franchise, masked man. Between the two of you, I reckon you've done a job to remember.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @otrwesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/otrwesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011, under attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com. /copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.